Hello and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week we talked about how to stay consistent, which is something that I personally struggle with. If you're someone who also struggles with it, this is a great episode for not only how to stay consistent, but how to want to do things that you want to do. Have a magical week. Hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the Magical Learning Podcast. If you're watching this, you already know this, but if you're not, we've got a nice tight group today. It's just me, Danette, and John. So we've got a really exciting episode today, which is how to stay consistent, which is a good lesson for those who aren't on the podcast today. Wink, wink, Alan and Graham.
Love it.
No, I'm just kidding. They've got other stuff on that's going on. But I'm lucky enough to be joined by Danette and John today. So this is exciting. And today, obviously, as I said, we're talking about how to stay consistent. This topic I chose because I struggle with this a lot day to day. But I know we've got some people here that can really help me and hopefully you as a listener out. So, but before we get there, let's talk to them and see how they're going. So John, how's your week been?
It's been a busy week working from home because of the election actually here in Australia. So they've kicked us out of our office and sitting at home, which is fantastic. It's not the whole building, it's just two floors that they've decided to take over. Anyway, and cold. It's cold in Canberra. That's not good.
How cold was it that you said this morning when you went for a run, John?
4 degrees.
Just not what you want at all. So, not good.
That's stupid.
Well, thanks for that, John. Danette, how are you going this week?
Yeah, great, Jez. We've had a big week this week. So, started in Melbourne on Friday, headed home from Melbourne on Sunday, was home Monday, Tuesday, running workshops, and then quick trip to Sydney. Did some videos for a client and then back home early Thursday morning. And Graham's now, so I'm sending Graham apologies so everyone knows where he is. He's taking his parents on a road trip back to where they were born. So his parents are 88 and 84. So that's a pretty special trip this weekend for him. So he sends his apologies to everyone.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, well, that's exciting. I'm sure we'll hear about it on next week's episode. We can hear how everything went. So very exciting there. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, you two. Great to have you on. Let's jump into the first question here, which is question one, what are some things that can take us out of being consistent? So I might start with John here.
Okay. Yeah. So life. Life takes us out of being consistent. I mean, life throws us different things at different times and you don't know what's coming. So, you know, unless you're really committed and a lack of commitment, and it's not even commitment, it's lack of prioritization, I would say. If you don't prioritize whatever it is that you want to do, it doesn't get up onto your schedule or front of mind, and therefore it doesn't get done. So, yeah, you need to prioritize what you want to do. And you can call it laziness, you can call it whatever you want, but to me it's prioritization.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for that, John. That's a good response. We'll go, I think once I say my answers, I think we can probably have a bit of another discussion, but I think that is a great start there. awesome. Danette, what are some things that can take us out of being consistent?
So I love what John said and very much agree with that. A couple of other things. You might just be doing too much. So you don't have space, which can then get you out of, even if you were consistent previously, you can sort of just lose that momentum that John was talking about. Sometimes, and this definitely happens for me, when I'm not sure how to do something. So if I'm trying to be consistent in something and I haven't quite nailed it yet, and I'm still struggling with how do I do this, that can also sort of stop my consistency. Sometimes it's just, are you really interested in that thing? So it might not be a habit or, you might not be consistent because your energy around it's like, not so much. So they're my sort of main reasons. And I've got to say there's times where I struggle with it as well. And for me, it's often I don't know quite how to do that particular thing. So it might be clients ask me to come back and I'm like, I've still got to work that my way through and I haven't got the space for that. And sometimes it is, it's not something that I really love doing.
Absolutely.
What about you, Jez?
Yeah, well, actually kind of piggybacking off what both of you have said, and I think that for me, one of the big factors, beyond outside factors, because I definitely agree with that, if other things are happening in your life and you just don't have the time, that can be part of it. But I agree a lot with what you're saying about both the prioritization and why you're doing it in a lot of ways. We talk about finding your why a lot, but I think even down to a task level, it can be important. Why am I doing this? I know just personally for me, I've found that I've started to make more comedy videos in the last probably 3 weeks. And I've always wanted to be sort of consistent with that, but I've struggled with it. And I think the thing that's shifted is for me is I used to think, are people going to find this funny? Maybe I can make something that sort of is related to something that people are finding funny. And now I've shifted it to what do I think is funny? And then I'll just make that. Nice. And I actually, and that change, that's really the only change, but I am now finding I actually enjoy the process a lot more of making those videos, you know, start to finish. Even the bits that would bore me and I'd just stop making a video because it was too boring. Now I'm enjoying it, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think it does come down to that. And then as it's more fun, it goes higher in my priorities list because it's something I actually look forward to doing, you know?
So
anyway, thanks for your answers, because it definitely clarified that a little bit when you're talking about John, especially that prioritization, and Mom, you're touching on it as well. Yep. I think that is a really good point. Awesome. Well, let's jump into part two here, and I might start with you for this one, Danette. What are some benefits of consistency?
So if the consistency relates to dealing with other people, it actually is a massive element in increasing trust. So if you want to build relationships with people, if you are consistent, then their brain goes, I know if I ask that person, they'll deliver. So if you're looking to build and maintain good relationships, absolutely work on the consistency around what you say you will do. The other thing that I'd say is a massive benefit is the more you become consistent in things, one, you motivate yourself, you learn how to work through those hard times, but because you're taking that action, you also build your confidence. So you sort of go, yeah, I could do that. You know what? I learned this last time I tried to make myself consistent in something. So it sort of helps boost your skills, boost your confidence as well. And I think two sides of that. One, because you're growing your skills, that boosts who you are and your story about who you are. And it also boosts your reputation, because when people deal with you and you are consistent, then they, you know, you get that reputation of being someone who delivers when they say they will.
A lot of great points coming out of that. So thanks for that, Mum. I'll let John go, and then maybe we can touch on some notes I took. But that's awesome. Thanks for that, John. What are some benefits of being consistent?
Yeah, look, that trust and reputation thing. You know, you become known as reliable. So, you know, you're going to turn up. You're going to actually do the work that's required. To me, that's a big plus about being consistent. But you've got to be consistent in the right things. So if you're consistently not delivering, if you're consistently being poor, if you're consistently avoiding stuff, that's a reputation you're going to get. So as long as you're consistent in the positive side of things, then, yeah, you get that reputation, a positive reputation, and you're going to achieve more goals. So if you've set a goal and you only turn up to do that goal, and whether it's, you know, doing comedy videos, whether it's writing in a journal, whether it's whatever, you know, you'll only get out of it what you put into it. So you've got to turn up all the time to be able to do those things. So that consistency needs to be in the right area. And as a parent, you see that regularly. I mean, if you're going to have kids and they're going to become good members of society, you need to be consistent about how you parent them, because kids find loopholes very quickly. And I say that with all due respect. No, our eldest one, well, rat bag, and by the fourth one, we're starting to get it right. But, you know, hope they're not listening. No, but it's, as a parent, you've got to be consistent in order to get your kids to become good members of society. If you want to be brilliant at anything, whether it's sport or academic or whatever, you've got to be consistent, and you've got to put the effort in to the right areas. And so you need to identify what those right areas are.
Mm. And just as a loud motorbike goes past, that's a perfect time for me to chuck my mic on there. well, there's two really good points that I wanted to take out of that. And I might start with the one I got from Danette first, which is the when you're more consistent, you can boost your own confidence, which I thought was a kind of interesting connection that I'd never made before. And just within trust, like your trustworthiness, not only to the outside world, but to yourself as well, is kind of an interesting part of that. So I love that observation. That was really cool. And then I also wanted to quickly touch on, John, what you were saying about consistency, that you can be consistently bad as well. I'd never even thought of that. That the, you know, like that is another way to be consistent, is to be consistently bad at things. So if you don't make an effort to kind of be consistent in something good, you're probably going to end up accidentally being consistent in something bad. So two really great points that I'd never thought of before. So this is great. I'm glad I asked this question. awesome. Well, this third one, actually, just to give some answers for the second one, I also just thought that when you're not consistent, you can't really achieve bigger projects and better projects, which is kind of what John was talking about towards the end there with, you know, making sure you're setting up skills in the right area. But by being consistent, you give yourself, instead of writing a comedy skit, I could write a comedy movie, you know, but that requires that consistency. It's just, but it's a bigger project, you know? So anyway, thank you so much for those answers. Well, let's jump on to question three, for which I don't really have answers, so I'm here to listen, which is, what can we do to be more consistent? And I'll start with you, John.
So there are two things that come to mind for me and that I've written down. One is, you got to schedule it in. So if you put it in your diary on a daily basis, weekly, whatever you need to do, you schedule it, you're more likely to do it. And you don't need to have a physical diary as such, but you need to know that when I get up, I've got to do this and I've got to have it done by whenever. So you then work around that. The other thing is, find a partner, find a person or a group of people to do things with. You know that if you're in a sporting team, you've got to turn up, otherwise they play a person down. You know, talking about it being four degrees this morning and freezing cold, and I'm lying in bed going, yeah, I don't really want to go, but I knew there were two or three others that were going to run with us, so I can't not go because they're waiting for me and expecting me, so I've got to get up and go. I've got to motivate myself. And we find that with people that go to gyms, they tend to be more active or more regular at the gym if they've got a partner to train with. So, yeah, find someone else to do the activity with.
I love that. Yeah, thanks so much for that, John. Great answers there. And Danette, what can we do to be more consistent?
And this sort of comes off the back of what John said. And I wrote a couple of points, but he just reminded me, Robin Sharma used to talk about creating an excuse-free zone. So, you know, you walk in and like excuses just aren't accepted because it sort of lowers your standard, it lowers the team standard, et cetera. So I think for people to become aware of where they're making excuses when they know they should be consistent. A couple of other things, start small. So don't go massive because your brain is going to resist it, and just grow that over time. And I liked your idea about going from, you know, your short skits through to a movie. It's just like building on it over time. Big one, I'm going to do the action here, is celebrate it. So at the moment, those who can't see, I'm doing the party dance. You have to watch the video. So we know that the moment we take action and we celebrate it, and everyone's laughing at me, it actually makes us want to do more because it puts the feel-good chemicals into your bloodstream. So I think that's super important. I think also, and it comes back to your point, Jez, about the why, if you can relate what it is back to what's really important to you, it makes it much harder to make those excuses because you can see why doing it's going to have an impact. A couple of others, talk to someone who's done it before and is really consistent, and what's their hacks that they put in place to become consistent. And also, I think, learn from what doesn't work. So, you know, rather than going, oh, crap, I failed, and beating yourself up and just quitting, go, okay, well, what was it about that that worked? So I'll keep doing that. But also, what what stopped me from doing that? And then see, what can you do to actually change that? Whether it's your mindset, whether it's a habit. For example, Sean Acor, who's written a lovely book called Delivering Happiness, and he's got TED Talks and stuff. He talks about the 20-second rule, and he says, when something is 20 seconds or closer, we're far more likely to do it than if it's 20 seconds or further away. And he gave the example of he wanted to start reading books in the evening after work. But what he used to do was pick up the remote and watch TV. So what he did is he analysed why he wasn't reading books, and he actually took the batteries out of the remote and took them upstairs, threw them at the back of a cupboard where he'd have to get a ladder to get them, put the remote where it normally was, but put a book next to it. And day one, he walks in, sits down, picks up the remote and goes, oh, crap. He probably didn't use those words, but close enough. And then the book's there. He's like, oh, okay, it's too much effort to go get the batteries. So he read a book. And it took him a while to create that habit, but eventually he didn't even look at the remote. He automatically picked up the book. So he deconstructed, I suppose, what worked and what didn't, and then put a better formula in place.
Yeah, I really like that. And I think you've kind of reminded me of something that a lot of coaches say in sporting, which is that you can learn more from a loss than a win a lot of the times. And I think that that is also a good way to phrase it. What you're saying there is, you know, how he said, what is making this not work? And then, okay, cool, let's just change that and see what happens. And yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. So thank you so much for that. I'll be implementing a lot of these. So thank you both for some great answers. Awesome. Well, I might throw to you, John, for just some final thoughts on how to stay consistent. Any final thoughts you've got there?
Yeah, I want to build off what Danette was saying about find someone who's done it before, because I think it then builds into several of her other points, that if you find someone who can give you guidance and direction and tell you about the potholes they're falling into, then you're more likely to be able to navigate around those potholes, which gives you greater confidence because you haven't hit a failure, haven't hit a brick wall. You've got a little bit further than maybe you were expecting to. And it's been an easier journey because you've been on the lookout for those things. So therefore, you get a win faster and you get to celebrate those. So, yeah, to me, that seems to, the party dance. Thanks, Danette. But you then start to, you can celebrate those and suddenly you're on a trajectory that's a hell of a lot quicker than someone else who is starting at the same point but doing it on their own. And you see that, I see that a couple of times. So there's a mate of mine who's just sold a second business. Now, I don't know how much they've sold it for, but it's an IT thing. And he got into that after selling the first business and was able to obviously accelerate this second one and been able to, you know, sell it off at a faster rate. So he's learned from the mistakes out of the first one, put those into place in the second one, and has accelerated the business to a point where, it's time for him to leave.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's also, it's also when you frame it like that, John, it's almost like he was his own mentor for the second business. Like him as the in the first business was that for the second business. And it shows how effective it can be. So that's awesome. Yeah,
he learned from his mistakes and was able to put that into practice. Mm. And we do that, you know, even in the business I'm in government and project management, we talk about lessons learned and learning from those. Well, we do a lessons learned at the end of every project, and we make sure that we relearn those lessons into the next one because we don't bother paying attention to the first one. And we hit every obstacle yet again, and we go again. And then you move into the third project. And so, if you can do that lessons learned, you can accelerate the achievements.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for that, John. Love that. And I love that example as well. Awesome stuff. Danette, final thoughts on how to stay consistent?
So I found a quote by Dwayne Rock. Is that his last name? It is Rock?
No.
Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Rock. The Rock.
Sorry, Mr. Johnson, if you're listening. Apologies.
I was like, I don't think that's right, but I wrote it down. Clearly, I was a bit distracted as I did it. But I love this quote that he had, which is, wake up determined, go to bed satisfied. And part of that is that whole consistency. So if you're continually delivering, you get to the end of the day and it's like, you know what, that was a great day. I did what I, you know, what was important and what I stand for. So for me, that is a great quote, even though I got his name wrong. Sorry, The Rock. The other things, that a simple question. So what area of your life do you know you need more consistency in? And then sort of go down that rabbit hole to sort of think, okay, what can I do to get consistent in a specific area? And it might be work, it might be family, it might be exercise, it could be health, it could be a number of things. But zone in on one to start with that you know that if you did it would really leverage some of the other ones. And it could be getting up at 5 a.m. It could be doing exercise. It could be going, okay, if I say I'm going to call this person, I'll call them on that day, and they give themselves parameters. Start small, start today. And the other thing I'd say is, and it comes to what John was saying, is ask yourself the three questions we always talk about. You know, what do I keep doing because it's working? What do I need to stop doing because it's not helping me in terms of consistency? And what do I need to start doing to build that consistency? Thanks, Jez. Great topic.
Awesome. Well,
thanks, John, too.
Yeah, thank you both so much. Some great answers. I've taken down a bunch of notes. I'll be implementing those. So I want to thank you both for that. Great episode. And I think we've done a great effort given there's only three of us. I think we've really covered that topic pretty well. I also want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening. We had our best week ever last week. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, that's
listening and sharing it. It's awesome. Also, so just off the back of that, we are going to be implementing some new sort of segments in the future. So some little bits and pieces to get accustomed to and to enjoy listening to, but we'll be announcing them in a couple of weeks. So get excited for that. Otherwise, I just want to say thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to John and Danette for being on today. Another great episode. And as always, have a magical week.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Danette.
Yay! Thanks, John. Thanks, Jess.